Okay, so we ended off yesterday. We're up to the first word of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. What we ended up yesterday saying was that there's a machlokes by the Tumah of an Avodah Zarah. There's a machlokes between Rabba and Rabbi Elazar how to understand Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabba said that according to Rabbi Akiva, everybody agreed that a Tumah of an Avodah Zarah is just like a Nida, and therefore if you carry it, even if you don't touch it, you're going to be Tameh, just like if you carry a Nida. And the only time that the Chacham and the Rekiva argue is by an Evan Mesama. That's a stone it's supported by stuff, so even if the Tumah is on top of it, whatever's underneath is going to become Tameh. It's an unusual kind of Tumah. Rabbi Elazar says no. Everyone agrees that by Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham both agree that by Evan Mesama there is no Tumah by Avodah Zarah. And they say that only the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is regarding Tumah of carrying. Rabbi Akiva says we compare it to Nida, yes. And the Chachamim say we compare it to Sharet, and no. That's where we end it off. So now the Gemara says, on top of the first word of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Akiva, Lamai Hilchasa Iskash Lanida. Why does Rabbi Akiva compare? What does he do with the comparison between Avodah Zarah and Nida? He learns it for Lamasa, that if you carry an Avodah Zarah, just like if you carry a Nida, you're going to become Tameh. So the Gemara asked, it's the same question the Gemara asked yesterday. Lukshe l'nevela, it would be much easier, it would be much better if the Chacham, if Rabbi Akiva learned Tumah of an Avodah Zarah from Tumah of a Nevela. Why would it be better? Because Tumah of Nevela also doesn't have Evan Mesama. So that's that, and he holds there's no Evan Mesama by Avodah Zarah. So it would be much, according to Rabbi Elazar, so it would be much better for him to learn it out of Nevela. Why did he rather learn it out of Nida? Why did he? So the Gemara says, you're right, Enochanami, he could have learned it out of Nevela just as well. But Elaman Nida, Eno, the reason he learned it out of Nida is because there's an additional limud. Ma Nida Enel Evarin, just like Nida doesn't have, we said this yesterday, there's no such thing as Averman Hanida. If a part of a Nida unfortunately comes off, that limb is not going to be Makabel Toma. That's not going to transmit Toma. So too, af Avodah Zarah Einol Evarin. So too, if you have pieces of an Avodah Zarah that are not put together, that is not going to be, that's not called an Avodah Zarah, because it's not put together. It's only pieces. It will be Tumas Meis, yes. It'll be Tumas Meis, it'll be Tumas Ohel. But it would not be Tumas Masa. Tumas Medris, maybe. It will not be the. No, not Tumas Medris. It will not be Tumas Masa. We'll get to that later. That's tomorrow. but simply right now, that there's no Abram and Hanida, right? There's no Tumah for an Aver of Nida. That I learn out from the. That's why he brought up Nida. Because he wanted to tell me that extra limud. Af Avodah Zarah ain't al Evarin. So too, by Avodah Zarah, there's no such din of Tumah if the Avodah Zarah is not intact. If it's all in pieces, it's not a Tumah yet. It has to be completed. Ella hadabai Rav Chama bar Gurya, but Rav Chama bar Gurya is going to ask on Amud Beis in a little while, Avodah Zarah, Yashna Le'evarim, or Ana Le'evarim? Does Avodah Zarah have Tumah when it's in pieces or not? So he's going to ask that question tomorrow. So the Gemara says, Tibshot Le'emiha, let him answer it right now. We just have an answer. Bein L'Rabbanon, Bein L'Rabbiyakiva, no matter who you're holding like, the Ana Le'evarim. There is no Tumah by Avodah Zarah by Evarim. So what was Rav Chama bar Gurya's problem later on in the Amud Beis? We have an answer right now. And on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to end off Teiku. We don't even have an answer for him. So they both hold there is none. So the Gemara says, no. Chama bar Gurya kirabba masn. He was only asking his question according to Rabba. And uboile aliba Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabba and according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabba held that everybody agreed that this is Tumas Masa by Avodah Zarah, because learned it out of Nida. And Rabbi Akiva held that so too Evin Mesama. So according to that, who he really uses neither for something else, what is he going to hold about Evarim? And that's going to end up going to be Teiku. So now we're going to have questions on the Shita of Rabba. Again, Rabba held that everybody agreed that Tumah of Tumas Masa did apply by Avodah Zarah. Everybody held like that, across the board. All Tanayim agreed to that. So now we're going to have a question on that. Meisei, we learned in the Braisa, Avodah Zarah kisheretz. Avodah Zarah has the din of a sheretz, which means there's no Tumah by Masa. That's going to be the question. How could Rabbi say everybody, there's a Braisa that says not true, U'mesham Sheha, and all its utensils, the kalim that accompany the avodah zarah, that's also kasheret. That everybody agrees to. But Rabbi Akiva says avodah zarah kinida, that's consistent with Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Umishamshel kasheret, but he agrees that the utensils are only usher, are only tame from the din of a sheretz. So Bishlam Rabbi Elazar, that's good according to Rabbi Elazar, who held that everybody, that the machlokus was regarding masa nicha. That's fine. El Rabba kasha, but according to Rabbi, it's a kasha. Rabba held there is no Tana who holds that avodah zarah is tomei like a sheretz. Right? Where both the Rabban and Rabbi Akiva both agree that it's tumas masa. And over here, what does the Brisa start off saying? Avodah zarah kisheretz. So it's a problem on Rabba. So Amalach Rabba, Rabba's going to tell you, Mi alima mimas nisan. Is this any worse for me than the Mishnah yesterday? Diktani, the Mishnah yesterday said, if you have a wall in between the two houses, and the wall is itself an idol. Not that it housed an idol. The wall, they bow down to the wall. The wall itself is an idol. And what's the din? Eitzah, v'avana, v'afarav, all the part, the timber, the stone, all the cement, all the dirt, all that is metam and kisheretz. That's what the Mishnah over there said. So that was also a problem for me. So how did I get out of that problem? What did I do? I explained that meant Vokimna, and I said that meant my kisheretz. What does it mean? It's like a sheretz. I hold there is no by avodah zarah there's tumas masa. I don't hold like sheretz. Sheretz is no tumas masa. So what did I do with that Mishnah? It was a problem for me. I interpreted it to mean my kisheretz. Dolama tama be'ever mesama. That it's not going to be metame like an Evan Mesama. That's how I got out of it yesterday. Same thing over here. That's what I'm going to do with this Brisa. Hakanami, here also. What does it mean that avodah zarah is like a sheretz? It means lo metame ke Evan Mesama. It means it's not going to become tome. So it means if you put an avodah zarah on the Evan Mesama, according to the Chachamim, it's not going to make anything underneath that Evan tome. So that's not a problem for me. This Brisa doesn't bother me at all.
But according to the first way that we learned the Brisa, and that he's arguing,
right, so according to Rabbi Akiva, so you have to break up the sentence. The first part is talking about Evan Masama. That it's like a sheretz, meaning there's no tumas masa. And the kelim, that's also like a sheretz. There's no tumas masa. Right, even yesterday we had the kelim always 1 degree lower.
But that's, in that case it's not.
No, it is. Avodah zarah kinida.
One line up.
Meisve avodah zarah kisheretz.
Right.
So he's going to say that means Evan Mesama. Umasham sheha kisheretz. Normal. Huh? Right, right. The same level. Umasham sheha kisheretz. Right. Umasham
sheha.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly true. Avodah zarah kisheretz. Avodah zarah has a. Avodah zarah, right? Okay, we all got it? Okay. Did I explain it? Okay. Meisvei, another question now on Rabba. Another brisa that's going to be a problem for Rabba. The brisa says, Nachri v'nachris, a guy, a male guy and a female guy, and Rashi explains they will go to tumah on goyim, they don't want you hanging around with goyim. So they will go to tumah for goyim. You touch a goyim, you know, they don't want you hanging around goyim, so they will go to tumah. And avodah zarah, so a goyim and avodah zarah, umisham sheha and the kalim for avodah zarah, hain, all that is tamei, but velo hisiton. If you carry any of these things, there isn't going to be tumah. So you're allowed to carry an avodah zarah, you're allowed to carry a goy, right? Not going to be tumah. So that's the question. Question is, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabba, everybody agreed there is carrying by avodah zarah. So how could the Brisa say there isn't? That's going to be the question. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva was always more stringent. He says, Hain, all those things we just mentioned, Vihe Satan. And if you carry them too, there is going to be Avodah Zarah. Bishlomo Rabbi Elazar, that makes sense according to Rabbi Elazar, because he held that the Machlokas was about carrying. So the Chachamim said no, Rabbi Akiva said yes. Nicha, it's good. El Rabba, but according to Rabba, who said everybody agrees, every Tana agrees that there is carrying, there is tumas carrying by avodah zarah. What's he going to do with this brisa? Right? Kasha, it's a kasha, because the brisa says that there is no tumah by carrying. So it's a problem for Rabba. So Amalak Rabba's going to tell you, Ul Taimech, But according to you, meaning the whole Braisa is no good. Rashi says the whole Braisa is a mistake. Why? Because the Braisa says, Nachri v'nachris, by Goyim, Nami, Hain, they're also Tomei, v'lo hisiton. But there isn't Tumah if you carry Goyim. Right? That's what the Braisa said. And we know that that's not true. The Tanya, but Tanya, but we learned, Davro b'nei Yisrael, the Pasuk introducing the Tumah of Zav, b'nei Yisrael metamin b'ziva. Only Jews can have Tumah of Ziva. They nachman metamin b'ziva. There's no Ziva by Goyim. There's no such thing. But aval gazru alehen, the Chachamim will go there, sheyehud kizavin l'chol divrehen, that Goyim should have the din of Zav in every single way. And by Zav, there is such a thing of carrying a Zav. So there is such a thing of carrying Goyim. So the whole Braisa doesn't, Rashi says, the whole Braisa is Meshubeshta. The whole Braisa doesn't make any sense. It's wrong. We have a wrong reading of the Braisa. It can't make sense according to anybody. So if it can't make sense according to anybody, Rav is going to reinterpret it to make sense according to him.
Does everyone agree to
Ef Misan by Zav? I think yes.
Why?
Then maybe not. Then maybe not. Maybe not.
What?
We're going to get to Ef Misan in a minute. Now that we changed up the Braisa, we're going to include Ef Misan. You're right. Okay. El Rabba Matari Tatameh. Here's what Rabba is going to do with this Braisa. Nachri v'nachris, Goyim, Hain, they are Tameh, v'hisiton, and if you carry them, you're going to become Tameh, v'evin Misama Shalahen. And if anything, if these following items, the Goyim, the Goyim that we just said, if they're on top, they're just like a Zav, if they're sitting on this Evan Misama, it's going to make anything underneath it Tameh also. Avodah Zarah, but in Avodah Zarah, it is Tameh, v'hisita, it's also Tameh if you carry it, avalo Evan Misama Shalahen, Shalah. But there is no Tumah Evan Misama by a Avodah Zarah, which is the way Rabbi Rabba interpreted the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, Avodah Zarah, it's Tomei, the Sita, and if you carry it, and the Evan Misama Shalah, and if the Evan Misama, right? According to Rabba, that was the Machlokas. The Machlokas was Evan Misama. Rabbi Lazar Matara Tatameh, he's going to learn the following Braisa to fit it to his Shita. His Shita was, everybody agreed there is no Evan Misama, and the whole Machlokas was about carrying. What does that mean? So Nachri v'Nachris, Goyim, Hain, they're Tomei, the Hesiton, and if you carry them, you're Tomei, the Evan Misama Shalahen, and also Evan Misama, they're also going to become Tomei because they're no different than Zav. But Avodah Zarah, it's Tomei, v'lo Hisita, but there is no Tumas carrying by Avodah Zarah. That's what Rabbi Lazar said, the Chachamim hold. Rabbi Akiva says, Avodah Zarah, yes, it, and the Hisita, and if you carry it as well.
No Evan Misama,
because according to Rabbi Lazar, they both held that by Evan Misama, there is no carrying at all. Sorry, by Evan Misama, there's no Tum at all. Right, according to Rabbi Lazar, they both agreed. Right. Now, Maskev lo Ravashi. Ravashi asks the question. The question is as follows. My Hain. What is the word Hain doing in this Braisa? The word Hain is extra, because you can only carry something and become Tameh if that thing itself is Tameh. Anachui, Hain, Anachui is Tameh. Of course Anachui is Tameh. If Anachui is not Tameh, then if you carry, you're not going to become Tameh. You can only carry something and become Tameh if the thing itself is Tameh. So this is the most simple way of learning this question. Very long Rashi here. Hain means, it's superfluous to tell me that. I know that already. You can't carry something and become Tameh if that thing itself is not Tameh. Therefore, Ravashi is going to learn the entire Braisa in a different way. And I didn't say it till now, the Tumah of Heset is really when someone else, when a Zav, for example, carries something else. If a Zav is carrying food and he's not touching the food, the food will become Tameh. Till now, we've been using the word Heset and Masa interchangeably. Whether you carry it, right? That we've been translating the word Heset to mean that you're carrying the Zav. So you become Tomei because you're carrying the Zav. That's not what Heset really is. Heset really is when the Zav carries something else. And then by carrying, even if he doesn't touch it, it's in his back, it's in his knapsack, he's going to make whatever he's carrying Tomei just because he's a Zav. It's an Ava Tomei. Yeah, we're going to have it on Amid Beis what this Tomei exactly is. So now Ravashi is going to come along and say, let's call Heset what it really is, and make more differentiations. So Ella Amar Rav Ashi, this is how Rav Ashi is going to interpret the Braisa. He says it can't mean the way you said it till now, because then the word hain is extra. So we have to interpret it a different way. This is how he's going to interpret it. Hachik Amar, this is what the Braisa really says. Nachri v'nachris, a goyim, bein hain shesitu es acherim, whether they are carrying something else, or ubein acherim shesitu osan, or whether you're carrying them. Either way, mitamen. Either way, you're going to become tamed. It goes both ways. Avodah Zarah, shehisita acherim, if Avodah Zarah is carrying others, then tahorin. Then it's not going to be tamed. But acherim shehisitu osa, other people that are carrying that Avodah Zarah, which is tumas masa, right? They're carrying the idol. That's what we've been talking about all along. Then Tameyim, that's going to be Tameh, Tumas Masa. We've had that all along. Misham Sheha, what about all the stuff that you use for the Avodah Zarah, the kale and the utensils? Bein Hein Sheisitu Es Acherim, whether they are carrying something else. Ubein Acherim Sheisitu Osan, or whether someone's carrying them. Tahorin. They're going to be Tahar, because there is no Tumas Masa or Tumas Hesit for the Kalim of Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, that was all the Tanakhama. Rabbi Akiva says, he's more Machmir, Nachri v'Nachris v'Avodah Zarah. He sticks in Avodah Zarah. Bein Hein Sheisitu Es Acherim, whether they carry something else. Ubein Acherim Sheisitu Osan, or whether something else carries them. Temeim. They're going to be Tuma Masa / Hesit. Misham Sheha, but any of the Kalim, Bein Hein Sheisitu Acherim, whether they carry something else, Ubein Acherim Sheisitu Osan, or whether someone else carries those things, Tahorin. They're going to become Tahor. So by sticking in the new category of Tumas Hesit, he gets around the problem of the Hein. Now, we said that there was a difference whether an Avodah Zarah is carrying something else. Right? There was a distinction between whether you're carrying the Avodah Zarah, which is Tumas Masa, or the Avodah Zarah is carrying something else, which is Tumas Hesit. It's like a Zav carrying something else. If a Zav's carrying something in his pocket, it's going to become Tameh just because the Zav's carrying it. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Avodah Zarah, Bishloma Acherim Shehisitu Osa Mishkachasla. You can find a case where someone's carrying an Avodah Zarah. Ella, he Shehisita Es Acherim. But an Avodah Zarah is carrying something? Hechi Mishkachasla. How can that be? How can an Avodah Zarah carry something? Avodah Zarah is not alive. It's an inanimate object. How can an Avodah Zarah carry something? So, Evan Masama, right. That's exactly what the Gemara is going to answer, something very similar. That it doesn't have to mean actually carrying, it means supporting. Which is similar to Evan Masama.
Or a lifestyle.
Or what?
Lifestyle. Yeah, an animal.
Okay, but I guess we're talking about something that's inanimate.
Indian cows.
So how can you ever have a situation where something is an Avodah Zarah and yet it's carrying something? So the Gemara, I'll tell you how. Amar Rami Breda Rav Yeva, Kiditnan. Like we have a Mishnah in things of him. Hazav Bikaf Maznayim. If the Zav is on one side of the scale, the Ochlin Umashkin Bikaf Shnia, and you have food or drink on the other side of the scale, and Kara Hazav, and the Zav is heavier. So what happens? The food gets lifted up. Zav didn't touch it. Just because the Zav is supporting the food, so to speak, that's enough to consider it, what's the halacha? Temeyin. All that food becomes Tameh. But Karu Hain, if they're heavier than the Zav, then Tahorin. Then they're going to be Tahar. All the food's going to be tar. So what do you see? You see from here that since it's supporting the Zav, since the Zav is supporting them, there will be Tuma of Heset. So too, the Avodah Zarah is supporting whatever it's supporting, there will be Tuma. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, Kiman Azla Hadatanya, who does the following Brisa go like? It says, Kol Tumos Hamesitos, there is no such thing of Tumas Heset, meaning called Tumos Hamesitos, all Tumah, when it comes to Tumas Hesed, is Tahoros. It's all going to become Tahar. There's no such Tumah of someone tame carrying something else or supporting something else, chutz mehaseitov shel zav, except for a zav. And Rashi explains, he learned all of that of tukim. The only time that you have tumas hesed is by a zav. Why? Shalom atzinu lo chever mechala Torah kula. You never find its friend, meaning you never find a companion case of tumas hesed throughout the whole Torah, except for a zav. So who does that price go like? The lo kribi akiva. Can't be like kribi akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva held, why? The Rabbi Akiva, Ikanami Avodah Zarah. He held this Tumas Hesed by Avodah Zarah. You have stuff piled on top of the Avodah Zarah, that stuff is going to become Tame. The Avodah Zarah is supporting it. So let's say that that Brisa cannot be going according to Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara answers, no, Afilu Tame Rabbi Akiva. You can even say it's Rabbi Akiva. Because it says, Tana, he will learn that Brisa to mean, Tana Zav, yes, Zav has Hesed, V'chal the Dami Law. And anything else, similar to a Zav, meaning anything else that's learned out just like a Zav. And as we've been saying all along, that Avodah Zarah and Zav were connected. Rashi explains how exactly they're connected. The Asi Mirubia de Zav, Avodah Zarah mi Nida, the Gamru de Hainu Zav. It's all learned out from one big Limud from Nida, and therefore, the Brisa is not necessarily a problem with Rabbi Akiva, because you can mean in Zav, yeah, Zav has Hesed, and anything like a Zav, meaning Avodah Zarah. We're going to get to that in a minute. That Gemara is going to answer that question soon. Well, since it's Avodah Zarah, since it's the Rabbanah, we should be Mekel.
Well, since the says
right. So the Gemara is going to get to that point. The Gemara is going to ask that in a few minutes. But the whole thing is the Rabbanah. What are these Plikim doing here? The Gemara is going to ask that in a few minutes. Okay, we basically finished the hard part. No, Tumas Avodah Zarah is the Rabbanah. Tumas Avodah Zarah is the Rabbanah. The Gemara is going to ask that in a few minutes. Okay, so now from here on in, it's much more or less challenging. Much more or less challenging. Boy Rav Chama Bar Gurya. Here's a question that we've had twice already. That Rav Chama Bar Gurya asked, Avodah Zarah, Yeshna Le'evarim? Does Avodah Zarah, is there Tumas Avodah Zarah by the pieces, by the parts of Avodah Zarah? O Eina Le'evarim? Or is there no pieces? We asked this question twice. We brought this question up twice, and we always said, oh, maybe we have an answer. And we said, no, the question is only according to Rabbah, according to Rabbi Akiva. So what's the halacha? So now the Gemara says as follows. If an ordinary person, a guy who's not well-versed, he's not a carpenter, he's not an architect, he buys an Avodah Zarah in the store, he's got to put it together. It's very easy assembly. It's not a big deal, not a very big deal. Anyone can put it together, even a head yot. You don't even have to ask me the question. Why? Because since it's so easy to put together, the keman dimichberes dami. It's like it's together. You snap a few pieces, you got yourself an avodah zara. It's certainly considered connected already, and even the pieces will transmit tuma. That's not a question. Kiti boyalach. What was my question? Heicha de ein hedjit yachalach zira. If a hedjit can't put it together, you need an expert. So my, what's the halacha? Kivon de ein had yachalach zira. Since an expert can't put it together, kaman de metavra dami. It's like it's broken. If it's like it's broken, there's no tumah by broken pieces. Odilma, or maybe halo mechasre. There's nothing missing here. Meaning, true, you need an expert, but all the pieces are here, so maybe it has the din that it's an avodah zarah. Maybe, and if that's true, then even though you have only individual pieces, it's going to transmit tumah. So we don't have an answer. Others learned the question in the exact opposite way. Hecha de ein hedi ol yachalach zira. When a hedyot can't put it together, loti boilach. That's certainly no question. The command de metavra dami. It's like it's broken. Ki ti boilach. What was my question? Hecha de ha hedyot yachalach zira. The only question was, we need an expert. So my, what's the halacha? Kivon de hedyot. I'm sorry. When a hedyot can put it together, right? Hedyot can do it. That's my question. My question is, the hedyot can do it. My, what's the question? Kivon de hedyot yachalach zira. Since the hedyot can do it, the command de mechaver dami. So it's like put together. Anybody can do it, right? Those instructions are very easy. Or Dilmore maybe hashdamia kishalfu visharia. But right now it's not together. Right now it's all different pieces. So maybe it doesn't transmit tuma, and then Gemara leaves off teku. Fine, that ends that. Now, new question, totally unrelated. I mean, it's related to tuma, but not related to the previous discussion. Boy, Rab Ach Devoy Bar Ami. Avodah Zarah pechusa mikizayis mahu. What's the halacha if an Avodah Zarah is smaller than the size of a kizayis? You have a very small little Avodah Zarah. What's the halacha about that? So maskef lo Rabbi Yosef lamai. Regarding what issue are you asking this question? Regarding what? Ilem l'inyan isura. If your question is whether it's usher to have a avodah zarah smaller than a kezayis, that's certainly not a question. It's certainly usher. Why? Lo yehe elo zvuv bal ekron. It should not be any worse than the zvuv bal ekron, which we're going to see right now. D'tanya, that there was a pasuk in Shoftim that after Gidon died, the Bnei Yisrael went to serve a avodah zarah, and it says Vayasimu lahem bal bris lelokim. And they made for themselves an avodah zarah. The name of the avodah was called Bal Bris, Zeh Zvuv Bal Ekron, which is the Zvuv Bal Ekron. That's the name of the avodah zarah. And what is it telling us by telling us that it was like a fly? Malamed shekol echad ve'echad osa demus yir aso, that everyone had this they formed this image of a fly. Umanicha b'tzach kiso, they left it in there. They put it in their pocket. They put it in their wallet. Kivan shezochra, whenever they would remind themselves of the avodah zarah, motzia, they would take it out mitoch kiza from their pocket, umachavka, and they would hug it, umanashka, and they would kiss it. So you see that, and that's what all the mafarshim say, that the word bal bris, that bris denotes love and affection and a treaty, a connection, and they treated this small little nothing avodah zarah with the same love that they should treat really Hashem. So you see certainly that's considered a avodah zarah no matter how small it is. Right? The Maharal says it's amazing the power of the Yetzer Hara. Hashem is infinite, and yet they chase things that are so minuscule. So just an amazing Musar Haskel. So anyway, so that's certainly not the question. It's certainly true that no matter how small an avodah zarah is, it's going to be asur. Ella, what was the question? Indian Tumah. The question was regarding Indian Tumah. How big does the Avodah Zarah have to transmit Tumah? My. Kivon to Iskash L'Sheretz. We have compared Avodah Zarah to Sheretz. Right? We've done that. And we know the halacha is Ma Sheretz Bika Adosha. The size of a Sheretz is a lentil, which is smaller than an Avodah, right? It's smaller. I believe it's smaller. Right? It's smaller than a Kezayis. As avodah zarah nami pika adasha, so too an avodah zarah has to be at least that size. Or dilmor, maybe not. Ha'ishkish l'meis. It's compared to a mace. We've done that also. We've compared it to a mace too. Ma mace pikizayis. We're going to compare it to a mace right now. Ma mace pikizayis. Just like a mace has a din of a kizayis, less than a kizayis of a mace is not matama. As avodah zarah pikizayis. So too an avodah zarah should also only be matama if it's the size of a kizayis. We didn't. We can do it. We didn't. We can do it right now. Because we're going to see in a minute. I think we're going to answer that question in a minute. Amar of Avya v'item Rabba bar Ula Toshma the Tanya Avodah Zarah pechusa mikizayis. If an Avodah Zarah is less than a kizayis, ain't but tuma kol ikra. That's no tuma at all. Shneamar, because you have a pasuk in Malachim v'yashlech es Afra al kever b'nei So there's a pasuk comparing discarding idols to the graveyard. Ma mace b'kizayis, just like a mace has a shear of a kizayis, af avodah zarah b'kizayis. So too an avodah zarah has the same shear of a kizayis. Now v'rabbanan. Okay, fine. So that ends that discussion. Now, to answer your question, Seth, I think the Gemara is going to say right now. Now the Gemara is going to go into the Rabbanon, Lamai Hilchasa Iskash L'Sheretz. In what way did the Rabbanon compare Tumas Avodah Zarah to Sheretz? Delo Matama B'Masa. To tell you the halacha, that it's not Matama B'Masa. According to Rabbi Elazar, right. According to Rabbi Elazar. L'Nida. Now, what did they do with Nida? That was the Anilei Varin. That there's no such din of Avram in Hanida. Right? L'mase, what did they do with the tumah of a mace? It was the lamatam b'ka'adasha, to tell you that there's no tumah the size of a bean. It has to be bigger than that. So now the Gemara asks, Ema l'chumra, why didn't we pick l'chumras? All these are coolers. Why didn't we go l'chumra? After all, it is avodah zarah. Why didn't we go to l'chumra? How would we go l'chumra? L'may hilchasa, in what way? Aksha Rachmana l'sheretz. The Torah could have compared it to sheretz, but tmuye b'ka'adasha, to make it the size of an adasha. which is smaller. The Chacham could have done that. And Lanida, they could have compared it to Anida, but Tumuya the Evan Misama, to make the Avodah Zarah Aser, Tame, with Evan Misama, just like Anida. This probably includes your question, right? And thirdly, Aksha Rachmana Lameis. The Torah could have compared an Avodah Zarah to a mace, Litumuya be Ohel. Just like a mace is Tumah and Ohel, if you walk into a room where there's a mace in there, you're going to become Tame. But if you walk into a room with a Avodah Zarah, you're not going to become Tame. You have to touch it at least. Why weren't we machmir? So the Gemara answers: Tumas avodah zarah is derabbanan he. Tumas avodah zarah is derabbanan. And Rashi says the kol hanach hekeshos, all the hekeshos that we just did, all these comparings to nida and to sheretz and all that is divrei kabbalah. And it's all derabbanan. It's all divrei kabbalah. Vasmachta ba'alma, just an asmachta. V'sheketz tishaksenu lav loshen sheretz mamish doesn't really mean a sheretz. Hahu el ikar kral lekanos lo shem ganai asa. It's just to refer to avodah zarah in a derogatory way. So again, it's all derabbanan. Yeah, we've had two blot of psukim. That's just asmachtas. It's all derabbanan. You have an asmachta to it fits in, but right, so that's a whole different shir what asmachta really means. But it's all derabbanan, and they hung it on psukim that fit into the discussion. For rabbanan hu lekula, and since it's rabbanan, we go lekula. Sorry, for rabbanan hu lekula lechumra, we have a chance of going lekula or lechumra. Lekula makshinan, we'll pick the kula. Lechumra lo makshinan, we won't go lechumra. That ends that. Oh, we could do a little bit more, and then we'll stop. We have a few more minutes. Right, 10-2, right? Okay. The Mishnah says menayin l'svina. How do we know that when you have a boat, shehu tahora? How do you know a boat is tahor? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Shinemar, because it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Derech Aniya, the way of the boat is Belev Yom, in the heart of the sea. Meaning when the boat goes, you have no idea where it is. It's gone. It's in the middle of the sea somewhere. So that's a raya that a boat doesn't have any Tumah. How is that a raya? So the Gemara is going to say, Pshita, it's certainly Pashat, says the Gemara, that Aniya Belev Yamhi, that a boat goes in the heart of the river, heart of the ocean. The boat goes in the ocean. That's certainly true. So how does that help us? So, what do you need the pasuk for? Hakamash malon. This is what you need the pasuk for. Ki yam. That a boat is compared to the yam. Ma yam tahar. Just like the yam is tahar, the yam itself cannot become tummy. It's mechuba to the ground. Things in the yam can. Plants not. Maybe animals if they're dead. Fish, maybe other animals. But the yam itself cannot become tummy. So ma yam tahor, af safina tahora. So too, a boat can become tahor. Tanya, we have a braisa that argues. Chananya Omer, Chananya says, somebody once asked me, when we did the whole Gemara about Bishul, Mati, if there's ever Chananya again. So here he is back. Chananya's back. Chananya Omer, this is not such a famous Chananya like the one by Bishul. Chananya says, Nilmada misak. We learn out that a boat is tahor from the pasuk that discusses all the kelim that are tamei. It's a sak and beged and or. Right? So one of them there is sak. Ma sak metaltel mole v'rekon. Just like a sack, you can hold it, you can carry it, whether it's empty or it's full. Afkal metaltel mole v'rekon. So too, in order to become something, in order for a kli to become tamei, it has to become something that you can carry when it's empty and full. And when a boat is full, it's too heavy. No one can hold that boat. It's too big. So even when it's empty, maybe you can't even hold it. So therefore, he says a boat's not going to become tamei. So either you have the pasuk in Mishlei, or you have Chananya's drasha from Sak. Tumas, yes. Well, yes, Tumas Mace. That we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that. That's tomorrow, when a box can't be moved. That's tomorrow. So one learns it out from the pasuk in Mishlei, and one learns it out from the pasuk of Sak. Right. So Mole Lafuke Safina. The enemy to tell us Mole Vereikon. Safina is not carried when it's full and empty. May Benayu. What's the difference? How you learn it out? So the Gemara says Ikke Benayu Safina Shal Cheres. The difference will be if you have a boat made out of Cheres. Because cheres is not in that pasuk of sak. It's not one of the kelim listed there. So according to the one who learns it out from the pasuk in Mishlei, all boats are included. Who cares what they're made out of? A boat is a boat. A boat's compared to yam. It doesn't make a difference what it's made out of. But according to the one who holds that a boat is made out of, that it's learned out from sak, only things that are in that pasuk if you make a boat out of them, there isn't going to be tumah. Chayres is not in that pasuk. So if you make a boat out of chayres, it will become tummy. I don't need the requirement of picking it up. It's irrelevant. Man da amar an ya believe yamhu yam hanami believe yamhi. This boat's in the ocean. What does it make a difference what it's made out of? Lamanda amar kisak hanach tiksivi. I only care about those that are mentioned in the pasuk. Gabe sak. Dimatal tells molev reken in ilo lo. Only if you can carry it, then it's going to become tame. But if not, not. Avol svina shel cheres. But if it's a boat made out of cheres, afal gavta in a metaltelis molev reken. Even if you can't lift it, doesn't make a difference. Even if it's gigantic, it's not going to become tame because it's made out of cheres. Inami, another difference between the two. Svinas hayarding. The svina that's in the yarding. Levanda amar aniya belev yam ki hanami aniya belev yamhi. If you look out from the pasuk in Mishlei, this is in the yarding. It doesn't only mean the ocean; it means any body of water, and therefore any boat, even in the yarding, is going to become tame. Doesn't make a difference. But levanda amar metaltelis molev reikon hanami metaltelis molev reikon. This boat. Rashi explains, we're going to stop right now, that the boats were very small, and they had animals on the sides of the river leading the boat along, because the boat was very small. So it's considered a boat that's mole virekon, and that it would become tame, just like a sack. I will stop now, we'll continue this tomorrow. Today's shiur was learned the Ilan Ishmas, Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen.